This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
I would make the argument that there's typically two types of people in the world when it comes to traveling. Number one, you feel it is necessary to get to the airport stupid early, like 3 hours early. Maybe you enjoy people watching. I do actually enjoy that at the airport. But you feel more secure making sure you have plenty of time. And then there's the other type, which I'd probably fall more into this category, which would be you're like, you know, I could push it a little bit.
Maybe you don't need to be there 3 hours before
you
the
do,
plane.
Thank you. Especially if it's a domestic flight. It kills me when people feel the need to be there so early and they're panicking. And
sometimes those two type of people marry each other.
Yes, they do. They say opposites attract,
My
which
wife
makes life interesting.
Is the 3 hour early person, and I am the, oh, we're fine. It just takes us 20 minutes to get to the airport. We'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But then we have to park, and we have to get there. We have to check. No, we'll be fine.
I always have
I've never missed a flight.
That's great. That is pretty impressive.
Probably because she makes me get there 2 hours early. I don't know.
I don't think I've missed a flight. I know I've had to maybe run once, but sometimes that's just things are changing up. You know, they change the gate last minute, and you didn't check, and so you're trying to run to the whole different part of the airport for it. Well, you know, the airlines say, hey, if it's a domestic flight, you should get there 2 hours ahead of your flight. If it's an international flight, they recommend 3 hours.
Yeah.
Well, leave it to social media, TikTok specifically, to encourage people to try these really dumb challenges. The latest one has been dubbed the airport theory, because why would you ever want to waste even an hour of your time waiting? The whole idea behind this so-called airport theory is that you get there 15 minutes before your flight, and people are now missing their flights, but many of them are making it. Listen to one girl who was testing out this theory.
All right, guys, we're testing airport theory. It is currently 9:24, and my flight started boarding 4 minutes ago, and we're in security right now. Let's see how fast we can get through this. Okay, 9:29, we're through security. I also got randomly selected, so I had to do a whole other security check, but I see my gate. I would have to transfer. Perfect. Took a bus. It is 9:44. My flight is just now boarded. So we made it. Airport theory is true.
And she's the reason why more people are missing their flights, because they see those videos and they think, well, if she can do it, I can do it later. I guess I was reading this article that talked about ever since this whole like airport theory, whatever trend has been going on, Google searches for I missed my flight have increased by 645% in the last month. So clearly the airport theory is not great.
You know what I say about the airport theory?
Chicken crap.
Yeah.
I figured you used that drop.
Well, and here's the deal, because I don't know where that young lady lives, but she doesn't have to go through TSA at Lambert International Airport. Mm,
people have been testing this at the Atlanta airport and have successfully done it. And they say that is the busiest airport in the country.
They said that the one guy that did it on a Tuesday, not on a weekend.
That's true. You got to be careful if you're flying on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
What I'm endlessly surprised by is that I don't always fly on the same day of the week. Like sometimes trips leave on a Thursday or sometimes a Friday, occasionally a Saturday or a Sunday. I really never know what to expect. Sometimes I'll get to the airport and it's packed at 4 in the morning or 5 in the morning, you know, the gate attendants don't get there till 6, and you don't know why the hell that is, and then other days you get there and you waltz right through. So I would say it's so random that you might successfully pull off the 15-minute thing one day, and then for your very next trip, you're hosed.
Yep.
That's just not going to work.
I agree. I don't think you're going to make it every single time you want to try this little theory out. I think people just like the thrill trying to say, I was able to prove people wrong. I did it. Keep in mind that flights typically board 30 minutes before their scheduled departure. So if you're arriving, say, 15 minutes before boarding, then technically you're getting there 45 minutes before your flight takes off.
Yeah.
Well, but still, I would not risk that. I'm more of the person who's going to get there maybe an hour and a half. It depends on what, like you said, what day of the week it is, what time it is, and what airport it is. Because some of these airports, you could get in and out so quickly.
Do you know who hates it the most, the 15-minute plan?
Well, your wife, sounds like, is one of them. But yeah, probably airports. That
makes
sense.
Because if you're there as the plane boards, you don't have time to get a $12 coffee or some ridiculously priced drink at the bar.
That's true.
Where they stick it to you like armed robbers because they can.
Mm-hmm.
Because the local municipality has charged them such a ridiculous price for the lease that they have to charge you $23 for a hamburger. I mean, it's crazy.
And it's funny, too, because it's almost as if in the airport time is just not a thing, because somehow it's acceptable. Well, in some people's lives, it's acceptable no matter what. But especially in airports, if you have a 9 a.m. flight, people will be there at 8 a.m. drinking a beer. It's like time is just whatever. It's not weird.
Well, for some, that's just an excuse to drink a beer. And
yes.
I guess others really think it calms their nerves somehow. My mother, who would never be listening to this program because she doesn't wake up till 10 a.m. anyway, loved to have a Bloody Mary before she flew. She claimed it calmed her nerves. Mm. So it didn't matter what time of day she got to the airport. If the bar was open, she was having a Bloody Mary.
I like Bloody Marys. I don't think I would. I have had them before flights, but I don't necessarily need it to calm my nerves. But I'm so that person, and I saw this video on social media that had me laughing because it's so me, and I think it describes a lot of other people. You know that feeling where you think, okay, I'm going to get a meal because I have an hour before my, you know, where they're going to start boarding. But it's almost like you have to walk to the gate to make sure it really exists. And then
yes.
As soon as you see it, you flip right back around and you go do whatever. It's not like you even drop your luggage off. You just have to, like, look at it and make sure it's there. Oh, okay, yeah, C25, we're good. All right, now I can go get my burger.
Well, they sometimes will change it on
you. They change the gate on
they
you.
Do,
gotta,
but usually they would tell you before,
phone,
right? I was
going
to say, nowadays it's just on your phone and people just scan everything. I mean, how many people, unless you're checking luggage, which I try to avoid, are actually printing out the boarding pass?
There was another plane had to be turned around. You know, once you hear of these incidents in planes, there was another plane that had to be turned around and brought back to the gate, I think at Boston last night. It was a Boston to New Orleans flight. They smelled smoke in the cabin after the plane took off, so they turned around and landed back at Boston and evacuated everybody off the plane, and apparently didn't find anything. So I don't know what it ended up being, but it's weird after you hear one of these incidents with a plane, mm-hmm. suddenly you hear all of them.
I went down another rabbit hole looking at videos online, and there was another video that was really funny. You know how they do all the demonstrations where the oxygen mask falls and you're supposed to put it on the minor first and then you and da 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 da. And it was just joking about how all of us tune it out and just like, okay, we know, we've heard, la la la. And nowadays, because all these things are happening, everyone's sitting out there with their notepad diligently taking notes like, okay, the flotation height is underneath my seat. Da da da, here's what I do. Now we care because
I'm waiting, really. I'm waiting on Delta for the new instructions to tell you what to do if you're hanging upside down at the end of the flight.
If you find yourself hanging like a bat when the plane has flipped upon landing, here's what we advise that you do.
And by the way, you said the mask thing backwards because I've heard that speech a thousand times. You put your own mask on first.
Oh, you're right. You put your own mask first. You're right.
Before you put it on the person.
And that's why I'm not a flight attendant.
At altitude, you have about 7 or 10 seconds before you could potentially
pass out,
lose consciousness. So you, as an adult, need to get your mask on first and then worry about the child sitting
there.
Clearly,
I've paid close attention to that. No, you're right. You're totally right now that I'm thinking about it. In fact, if anybody has any advice, my husband and I will be going on a family trip to New Hampshire, but we're flying into Boston.
Boston.
I'm so looking forward to this trip. This is an area where my family and I grew up going. We have so many memories there, and I haven't been back in years. And we're taking our 2-year-old son, Easton, on his first flight. He loves planes, but that boy does not do well sitting still for more than about five, not even 5 minutes.
It's so much easier these days, Kim. I mean, I've got pictures of us.
I'm not going to lie, I'm stressed out.
I've got pictures of us with our when our kids were little. And these big humping headphones on and, you know, some kind of a device in front of them that might entertain them somehow. And now they can just put earbuds in and watch something on a phone if they want to. You want them to watch a movie or whatever
yeah,
it happens
he's not
to
even,
be.
He won't even be entertained by that for very long. I know they say like snacks and games and toys and
gum
for a 2-year-old
to keep their ears from popping.
Well, I've just heard you give them water and you try to make them drink the water to swallow when
you're going up and going down. Kim, one word: Benadryl. And they'll
drug
be
my
out,
child.
And he'll be awake when you get to the airport, and he won't have bothered his ears. It's perfect.
Maybe I should take Benadryl, and then I won't have to deal with it.
You go to the bar and you give him Benadryl. It's perfect.
Do you have Benadryl on the rocks, please? I think I can take Benadryl, technically pregnant. There's
just
a lot of things I can't take.
Slip him a Mickey. He'll be fine.
Mickey. Oh, my gosh. This should be very interesting. It's like a 2.5-hour flight.
Are you listening
right now to the show? We will be arriving a little bit earlier only because we have to. I'm telling my husband about all the things we have to bring, you know, like the pack and play and the stroller and the car seat and all these things. And it's like, until you're a parent, you don't even. That doesn't even cross your mind about all these additional things that we'll need to bring.
It's a whole new hassle.
Like, we're getting a free night because we have points to a hotel, but. It's like you're willing to spend more to be in walking distance so that you're not having to get Ubers everywhere and put the car seat in the Uber every time you want to go somewhere.
Yeah, and you're flying with a car seat? You rented one when you got there?
Well, I guess we could. See, I've heard you can, but I don't even know how any of that works. These are all questions I have.
Yeah.
So feel free to give me advice.
All right. Benadryl, that's my advice.
Or Mark's advice of just drugging the child.
I am only partially kidding, but I there you go.
But also, there's
truth
to that.
If they sleep, you don't have to worry about that. I'm just saying.
Get more at 971talk.com.